Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Not saying the Xbox 360 is up there entirely with the PlayStation 2, but it's pretty damn close. The early days of Crackdown collectibles, Gears of War blowing our hair clean off, Halo 3's legendary ending, and the legendarily tiny cat helmet collectible, Xbox Live Arcade achievements, the Blades, there was so much to love, collect, and all-out enjoy about being an Xbox fan. Speaking of, chances are you hoovered up your fair share of collector's editions. Smaller titles may be given boxed releases, or any number of cool things you may or may not have realized would go on to be worth far more than they were at the time. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 14 rarest Xbox 360 games ever. Number 14, Dead Space, Ultra Limited Edition. One of the coolest versions of an already incredible game, there were only 1,000 of these made for Dead Space's debut run. Comprising a graphic novel, the first Dead Space animated movie Downfall, a signed custom lithograph by legendary comic artist Ben Templesmith, the game itself, an art book, Ishimura crew patch, and a custom box to put it all in, combined with a limited production cycle, and you have to embark on an Isaac Clarke-sized mission yourself if you want to track one down. Number 13, Aliens vs. Predator, Hunter Edition. Once a proud gaming franchise morphed into a laughable one thanks to some naff movies, AVP on 360 is actually super recommendable, coming with three overlapping story campaigns and lots of Xenomorph or Yautja finishes. The Hunter's Edition then was an AVP fan's dream, coming with an actual replica facehugger and tie-in graphic novel, plus assorted trinkets and materials. Considering how starved for genuinely cool things this fandom are, the Hunter's Edition has turned into a highly sought-after collector's item. Number 12, DJ Hero, Renegade Edition. For a while across the late 2000s, Activision were pumping out hero games like there was no tomorrow, going from guitar to band, DJ, and back again. For DJ Hero's Renegade Edition, it's the one that came with the Jay-Z and Eminem twin CD pack, along with changing the color of the hardware itself to a slick black and gold combo, perfect for collectors. Thanks to being a new and unproven franchise, though, not many people snapped this up immediately, meaning such a limited run never had the demand to be followed up on, resulting in a paltry amount circulating online and in many storage units around the world. Number 11, Fallout 3, Survival Edition. The one thing that makes this so special isn't necessarily the freestanding Pip-Boy wrist clock, but an awesome little Pip-Boy figure. These little guys are incredibly hard to come by in versions that aren't bobbleheads, making for an irresistible combo when taken with everything else. A robust bundle in itself, both the aforementioned items sit alongside some limited edition art, a soundtrack, and the collector's edition of the game too. Bethesda knew exactly how to make an entrance with their take on Fallout. Number 10, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions Limited Edition. Now, this isn't anything fancy in terms of what you could take home physically, as instead the limited edition of Spidey's cross-dimensional outing came with a code to redeem a negative zone suit. Shattered Dimensions tended to go down well with fans and no one else, so thanks to the game's lackluster scores and the suit's limited availability, it's combined to drive prices up to ridiculous heights. Unless you find someone randomly posting the code online having not used it this whole time, you can literally only get one from these editions. Number 9, Darksiders 2, Collector's Edition. Hidden gems of the shiniest kind, all four Darksiders games are just great action titles, filled with fun, intricate lore, chunky characters, and meaty combat. Though Darksiders 3 was a bit of a dud compared to its predecessors, Darksiders 2 saw Vigil Games shoot for the stars, introducing a more open world, mounted combat, a complex loot system, and plenty more. To mark the occasion, we got a couple of limited editions, one with a hulking statue, and one ultra-rare variant featuring Death's Mask itself. The latter only seems to surface every few years at one place or another across entire countries, remaining an ultra-valuable collectible if you picked it up in the first place. Number 8, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, Signature Edition. Seems that having your development team go out in a blaze of glory does wonders for the trading market, as 38 Studios had one hell of a time getting Kingdoms of Amalur out the gate as a franchise. Included in this signature edition, the rarest of the special and collector's variants, is a unique Todd McFarlane signed sketch. A sizable troll figure also signed by either McFarlane, Ken Ralston, or Kurt Schilling, the game's soundtrack, the game itself, a set of playing cards modeled after in-world Destiny cards, more unique artwork, a dice set, and a themed playing mat. Oh, and there are only 300 of them on the planet Earth. Happy hunting. Number 7, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Prestige Edition. The one with the night vision goggles was a landmark moment in gaming for pre-order bundles, as not only had Activision gone slightly mad by including what was touted to be a working pair of night vision goggles, but we all immediately realized there were clearly no limits on what could be packaged in with our favorite titles. Sadly, in action, as reality settled back in, these advanced goggles were not military grade, and instead were pretty blurry and lo-fi when using them in the dark. Still, it remains the coolest pack-in this side of Saints Row 4's $1 million pre-order that aimed to send a lucky fan to the moon. Yes, really. Number 6, The Beatles Rock Band Limited Edition. Ask a Beatles fan how much they'd pay for a guitar that was actually used by the members of the band. Exactly. Now think about how MTV and Harmonix clearly had that idea in mind when they created the Beatles Rock Band, as the limited edition features a whole band's worth of instruments licensed to be replicas of those used by John, Paul, George, and Ringo. It's a shame this didn't take off more in retrospect, as from the incredible setlist to cartoonish takes on locales ranging from the Apple Building to the Ed Sullivan Show, Rock Band's first major spin-off remains one of its best. Number 5, Halo 3, Legendary Edition. The entire launch of Halo 3 was more like a cultural event than a game release, with Times Square plastered in Master Chief adverts left, right, and center. Before launch, though, fans who coughed up the substantial asking price for the Legendary Edition thought they were getting a life-size Chief helmet to wear. Instead, the reality was storage for the game itself, leading to the cat helmet label I mentioned at the beginning. To this day, fans trade the Legendary Edition online for hugely varying amounts, depending on what state it's in. 2015 saw one signed by the entire Bungie team go for $10,000. So if you plumped up the cash at launch, hold on, because a time might come where you can make that money back many times over. Of course, that's providing you can let that beloved cat helmet go. Number 4, The Legend of Spyro, Dawn of the Dragon. A game that's not worth a huge amount of money compared to many other entries on this list, but one that came in the midst of a franchise changing hands multiple times, right before Spyro would end up with the Skylanders crew. We're literally talking about the base game here, but through the factors mentioned, it became a collector's item through sparsity alone. Looking back, Dawn of the Dragon is a total hidden gem for fans of Spyro himself, a fairly bold, mature take on his aesthetic that included Elijah Wood as Spyro himself, plus Mark Hamill, Gary Oldman, and more reprising their roles from A New Beginning and Eternal Night to wrap up the Legend of Spyro trilogy. Number 3, Bioshock Infinite, Songbird Edition. Bioshock's status in the industry is legend at this point, a genre-bending fourth wall breaker that anyone who favors the original will shout about from the rooftops any chance they get. By the time we'd had one awesome underrated sequel though, it was time to shift gears and journey out from Rapture up into the clouds. This produced Bioshock Infinite, a real head-scratcher with more iconic elements, great characters, and one of the best world designs of all time. From its hulking songbird statue, who you'll have grown to love over the course of the game, to the tiny handyman figure, art books, posters, a small Murder of Crows tonic keychain, and the game itself, 2K knew exactly how to capitalize on such a dedicated fanbase. Number 2, Mass Effect, Limited Collector's Edition. Back when BioWare set the Mass Effect ball rolling in 2007, even just looking at how conversations work was genuinely mind-blowing. For this fancy collector's edition then, you get a limited edition art book, making of DVD with exclusive footage never seen anywhere else. The game, a really neat Shepard slash Seren steelbook case, 36-page Galactic Codex guide to the Mass Effect universe, and some unique art from the base game's cover. Mass Effect, of course, blew up beyond BioWare's wildest dreams, and this has gone on to become a bona fide legacy item only a few can call their own. And number 1, Combat Wings, The Great Battles of World War II. Do yourself a favor and pick up a game from a no-name studio every now and then. You never know what's going to develop a devoted following comprised of people who'll do anything to get their hands on it at some point in the future. Combat Wings is such a game, especially on Xbox 360, where a copy is rarer than a 2K title without microtransaction. Developed by City Interactive, the game received fairly mixed to negative reviews. But as flight sim lovers are a dedicated bunch, Combat Wings' inherent rarity through a very limited production has made it one of the most valuable games on the system. To this day, even the Metacritic page for Combat Wings 360 version is completely empty, setting up insane prices to own a copy, like at one time, a copy shifting for $10,000. And though those are the 14 rarest Xbox 360 games. Maybe you've just realized you're sitting on a gold mine. Let me know your favorite titles down in the comments below, and please subscribe to the What Culture Gaming podcast. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com, and I'll catch you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.